It's at moments like these, everything's in the air. Possibilities are nowhere and everywhere. Gotta break a bone to set. Now all we are is broke. A lot of folks are saying it's time to be woke. They're not talking about microaggressions, but the really big ones. The basic assumptions, like planets circling suns. But there are no natural laws that built your mansions or your tents. These are creations of society, just like mortgages and rent. It's a future of uncertainty, but our liberation can only be as free as our imagination. If you were born and raised to believe it's sacrosanct that whoever has a whole lot of money in the bank deserves to then live off the wealth from the houses that they own. And if they raise your rent, you can move or take out a loan. Then how can you demand your human rights if you don't believe you have any, as if you deserve your plight? But if things were hard before, now the system has flatlined. Time for those basic rights to be redefined. It's a future of uncertainty, but our liberation can only be as free as our imagination. Vaunted freedoms added to the Constitution as an afterthought after Shays' rebellion did not include the right to land or the right to eat or the right for human beings not to be dying on the street. It's moments like these, standing on the edge, that we might catch the strongest breeze to land furthest from the ledge. We can fly, you know. All you need is wings. We can house and feed each other. Together we can do anything. It's a future of uncertainty, but our liberation can only be as free as our imagination. It's at moments like these, everything is in the air. The possibilities are nowhere and everywhere.
That was a cut from David Rovick's Rebel Songs for the Imagination. Available on Patreon, or is it Patreon? And other, perhaps, other websites online. Name of the song is Our Imagination. Next is the uninterrupted audio of the last Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom meeting, the last Hufferama at the Sub Rosa Cafe in the sunshine, believe it or not. We've had meetings in the wind, meetings in the cold, and meetings in the rain, and meetings in the shade. But now it's meeting in the sunshine, which was nice. A number of people showed up. Monica Tone of the Pajaro River community. There was an incoming call from Brian Brown of Marysville reporting on what's going on up there. Activist Becky Johnson came over from the Seaside Marina area to listen in mostly, but also to talk a bit about what was going on in her neck of the woods. And it's lengthy, but I'm playing it here because I think it's got a number of interesting points that were made, debates back and forth. I'm going to play it uninterrupted without my own useful or useless, depending on your judgment, commentary, mainly because I'm getting tired, and I think that the meeting kind of speaks for itself. And then after that, we have the rest of the flashback that I began last Sunday, which is from August 14th, 1995. And that is very early days of Free Radio Santa Cruz. About a month or two, well, four or five after we began, over on Maple Street where we had our first studio. And it was quite a large group of people that were broadcasters. And the principal people talking on this particular edition were myself, Madhouse John Stewart, who was an active campaigner against forced psychiatric institutionalization, incarceration, drugging, and shock therapy, and all the other medieval accoutrements of the so-called mental health system at its worst. Red Top Robert Flory, who was an activist who was fighting for the rights, civil rights of people who live outside, and more, is an early fighter for that, at least early in my experience in Santa Cruz. And also Linda LeMaster, or Lighthouse Linda, as I called her, who is a person who spent some time, I felt, perhaps a little too much time, do-si-do-ing with authorities, but she also had a big heart and a very eloquent tongue, and she was concerned about civil rights for homeless people and spoke about them as well as keeping a finger on social service behaviors. And that was all of that, again, is 25 years past, but you may find it familiar, as I often say when I'm discussing these flashbacks. So it's coming your way. There are a couple of distorted songs at the end. I apologize for the sound. One of them is the famous Phil Free song, Masturbate and Smash the State, and an old Phil Oakes song, Colored Town. But it's a little difficult to hear, but you may catch the gist of it. Thanks for listening to this edition of Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, as much of it as you could. And if you learned anything, good. If you've learned anything and you're going to do something, even better. And if you decide to get in touch with me on anything that you've heard, particularly if you see new stuff happening out there or bad old stuff and you want to report on it, give me a call at 423-4833. Thanks. Bye-bye.